Finally, resolve to guard your heart. Proverbs 6:25 says, "Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor let her allure you with her eyelids." Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." Job said in Job 31:1, "I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman?" A young man who was unaccustomed to the nightlife of the city was in Paris in the company of an older man. It was night as they stood outside one of the dens of iniquity, and the atmosphere was heavy with perfume. The sound of music and dancing broke in upon the ear. The lights over the entrance seemed alive with brilliance. Turning to the old man, the younger man asked, "And what is this?" With no smile whatever, the reply came, "This, son, is the gate of hell." And above the entrance was a sign, "Nothing to pay. Nothing to pay to get in, but everything to pay once you're there." The Word of God is such a loving letter. It may sound as if it's harsh when we speak of it in terms like this, but God loves us so much, He wants the best for us. And the best for us does not lie in illicit relationships and in moral conduct. My friend, the best is in a relationship according to God's Word. And let me say this to you. Wherever you are in this process, maybe you have blown it. Maybe there's some scars on your heart. I want to tell you that God will forgive you. And He wants you now to take what's left of your life and make the best of it for His honor and glory. You can't go back and undo what's done, but you can go forward. You can go forward with the principles of God's Word and live your life according to His principles of purity. May God grant that you will do it. And in the process, may you find a way to cultivate a higher love, a love for the Lord Jesus that will be so great that you would never want to do anything to hurt Him because He's done so much for you.
Amen. Amen. Well, I think we can all take a deep breath and say, okay, we took care of one of the harder ones, and we're not going to have to deal with that again. We're going to talk about marriage, and we're going to talk about parenting and personal friendships and prayer and the power of the tongue and Proverbs about prosperity, and then at the end, Proverbs about planning. This book is so great. It's got so much incredible material in it to help us do life better. And I'm just extremely thankful for the privilege of teaching it. I hope you'll be with us every single day. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Proverbs for Partners. That's right. The book Proverbs has some great stuff about marriage, and we'll get to that tomorrow as we open our Bibles together. Don't forget to make sure you get a copy of The Nehemiah Code by O.S. Hawkins. It's our resource for the month of January. This book is filled with encouraging truth to help you get started right in the new year. The byline for the book is, "It's never too late for a new beginning." And I want you to know, this is a great book. I love the code books that O.S. has written. I think this is one of the better ones. And it comes in a beautiful gift edition. It's 200 pages of great material to help you get traction in the new year. That's what we want to do. We look at these opportunities that God gives us when one year ends and a new year begins. So here's some help for the new beginning that's right in front of us. I know you'll be blessed by the Nehemiah Code, and it's yours for the asking when you send a gift to Turning Point during the month of January. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for your generosity and for investing in this ministry. We'll see you tomorrow.
For more information on Dr. Jeremiah's series, Powerful Principles from Proverbs, please visit our website, davidjeremiah.org/radio, where you'll find two free ways to stay connected, a copy of our monthly Turning Points magazine and our daily email devotional. Sign up today when you log on to Turning Points website at davidjeremiah.org/radio. That's davidjeremiah.org/radio. Ask for your copy of O.S. Hawkins' book on spiritual renewal, The Nehemiah Code. It's yours for a gift of any amount. You can also purchase the Jeremiah Study Bible in the New International Version and in standard or large print in the New King James.